Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya. How may I assist you today?
Yes, you know, last night I signed up something that said it was for free, you know. It was like a free iPod or something. And then I paid a $4.96 charge.
Well, it's definitely assistant. Have you already paid for the entry fee or postage for it, or?
I paid $4.96.
Okay, so as far as access your information on the account, man, what's your zip code and name?
Yeah, Maxine General.
Maxine General?
General. J is in Joel. A and D is in dog. R O. And that's Strobel, Minnesota. 55021.
Yes, yeah, so as soon as y'all pull up the information, I never did get the zip code.
55021.
And what's your name?
I'm Maxine Jandrell. M-A-X-I-N-E. J as in Joel. A and D as in dog. R-O.
Yes, and did you recently just place the order? Because it's not pulling up here. Placed it last night. Okay, and what would be the phone number that you placed on the account? Is that the number you're calling in from?
507-334-3784.
Yes, ma'am. And also, what was the product for again?
Well, it was for an iPad or an iPod. I'm not sure.
Okay, and you said you paid the postage for it, man. What was the last 4-digit card number you was billed on?
It was my Visa card, but I don't have it here.
Visa card. Okay, yes, ma'am. So regarding this information, miss, because we're not pulling up your information, did you receive an order number?
I have an order number here, but I don't know if it was for the... It was B as in boy... 1, C as in cat, B as in boy, 9, 3, 8, 9, 5, C as in cat.
Yes, and so we're not the correct company that you placed the order through, Miss. I advise you to go to Google or go to your confirmation email. It should have a number on it, or you have to contact your bank to see who you placed the order through, ma'am.
It said something about Boom Boom Nutrition.
Yes, ma'am. We don't service any of that information here, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's back up here tonight, so maybe you can help me whether I should be on here or not. I'm 77, and I don't know what I'm doing. But I wanted to tell you that now it says it's supporting Walmart, you know? It's under Walmart somehow. And it says... I can get a KitchenAid because supposedly I want it, and you know, they want like $2 fee for getting it here. But do you know what the story is behind that? What happens day after day? Do I get charged? Because it gave me this phone number to call for information.
That's the issue, man. Unfortunately, we work for a third-party billing company. We service several different products via online, miss. And unfortunately, I cannot advise them if you don't have an account with us. That's why I advise you to contact them to see if you contacted the correct number, ma'am.
Well, there's one account number here. It says 112-417.
112-417. 417. Yes, and that's not pulling up any information either, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I definitely advise you to contact them so they can give you the correct phone number, and then they will be able to assist with the information, okay?
Do you have a phone number for me?
No, ma'am. I say contact your financial institution, your bank.
Oh, I call the bank on that? Or my Visa card?
The Visa card is considered a bank, ma'am. So, yes, contact them.
Oh, call Visa.
And
they would tell me what's going on, maybe?
Yes, ma'am. They'll be able to assist with the information, okay?
Okay. thank you again. Bye-bye.
Great. Anything else?